Now Sound, Averia, 54.
I could skip the part where we small talk each other. Turn the beat up, turn it real loud. Turn the beat up, turn it real loud.
Hold me to my word.
Thank you. Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Today's flight will be a little over 1 hour. Just a few safety precautions before we head off. We ask that you move about the cabin as much as possible. Be sure to loosen those belts. And remember, all our flights are fitted with smoke detectors, so do try not to get caught. We'll be dimming the cabin lights for takeoff. Thank you for choosing to fly with Flight Facilities.
I remember the quote. I didn't understand it at the time. I failed to achieve any degree of understanding in the ensuing years, which are three in number. I presume Herb means that inherently you cannot be commercial and artistic. You cannot be commercial concurrent with having a preoccupation with the level of storytelling that you want to achieve. Right.
This is the chill sound.
The future sound.
The now sound.
Yumi Zuma there on Area 54. Tim and Mike, the Chill Show here. Thanks for listening. The song's called The Bray. Flight Facilities before that. Did a song called Two Bodies off the album Down to Earth. And Reichsop off the album The Inevitable End did a song called Thank You. It should be the never-ending end for these guys.
You know, it's so funny. We keep talking about this, that they said this would be the last time that they're going to release anything in album format. So everybody's
we've heard that before
freaking out about them breaking
up. Damon Albarn
say that too? Now there's interviews where they're actually saying, "Oh no, no, we're just not going to release albums anymore."
Didn't Damon Albarn say that with the Gorillaz and went out on his own and came back? And how many albums have they done since they broke up and stopped and announced it?
Well, one. Or does he break up after every album?
I think so. Odessa before that did a song called All We Need. This is featuring Shy Girls. Song is off the album In Return. And a little Portland meets Seattle there, right?
Yeah.
Keeley started off the whole set with a song called First Impressions off the album Trick.
This Roykopf song, Thank You, it's quite a long song, but man, this song could have just as well been on the latest Daft Punk release.
Yeah, so they were kind of channeling Daft Punk on that.
Yeah, wasn't it? It's like they used to say, like, I don't know if it's like auto-tune or vocoder during the whole song, you know, kind of that robot voice doing the singing. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's not new for Rooksoft to use that. You know, they were using that pretty early on.
You know, they probably influenced each other, though. There's no way Air France is not listening, or Daft Punk isn't listening to Rooksoft or vice versa.
No, of course. Any of these really good artists are probably good because they have open minds.
Yeah. Unlike us, we just play what's fed to us here.
We probably listen to more music than they do, unfortunately.
Oh,
or fortunately, depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
We probably listen to more bad music than they do.
Maybe that's it, yeah. All right, we got another track queued up here. We're going to go with the song from a band called All the Colors called Shame. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.